got done. I got those to her. She sends her apologies that she couldn't be here today because she had a doctor's appointment. She asked for paper copies of the other stuff.
How's she doing?
She's on the phone. She said I'm fine. She had the question of whether or not, and this is as much to her, the public, we had seen her written comments, and I don't know.
Yes, we have. Yeah. We were discussing
and
that.
I told her that that the commission gets, you know, all the public comments, and for her benefit, we all have those.
Table, are you looking?
Yeah. And also for the
public. There's a double-sided, by the way.
Yes.
And I only point that out, not as much for Mabel, but we get asked that a lot, what happens when people submit stuff to the website. So I just think it's important to keep reiterating that we all do get that and we all do review it.
And John and I were actually talking in the car about one of the boards to maybe have at the public workshop to show how public input has been feeding into this process along the way, like some sort of flow diagram that shows like the website and the handwritten comments from the
I think that's a great idea, you know, because it just keeps coming up as a question,
yeah,
and you just say,
feeding in.
That's how, yeah.
Okay. Young lady, you've been waiting patiently.
You all know me. You're getting tired of me, I'm sure.
Not at all.
But I want to tell you how ITN, Southern Delaware.
We need your name again, just.
My name is Nancy Feichtel, and it's spelled F-E-I-C-H-T-L, believe it or not. And we started the Transportation Cooperative, and we've now been driving for 18 months, and we're averaging 170 trips a month. And we're just beginning. We're having a hard time finding volunteers and stuff in the Georgetown area, and we're trying hard to get into Seaford and things like that. But what I'm here for today, since you are planning for mobility, I have researched the other transportation cooperatives that are throughout the nation, and they usually have, for developers, what they call a supplemental mobility fee. It's not just a transportation fee. In other words, we understand that you're going to have inroads, and you're going to have from now on through roads to developments, and we're going to do it right because we now have such an elder population. But they often have the developers support the supplemental mobility services. And that's usually, some of that money is given to transportation cooperatives. It doesn't have to always be for the elderly, it can be for the blind or whatever, but it is a mobility because, as you are all knowing, paratransit can't come through some of our existing communities that we have now because they're cul-de-sacs and they can't get through. Our delivery service is arm through arm, door through door, and we are a nonprofit. We have to have some support from either good-hearted people and donations and grants. And as you know, the state is broke. I won't go into that, but that those kinds of things perpetually to keep growing in these areas. We sincerely believe that by 2021, our fiscal 2021 plan is that we will be carrying 8,000 to 10,000 rides a year. And nobody else gives the kind of rides we give because, again, they're personalized, arm through arm, all done by volunteers. And I explained ITN to you before that volunteers are banking their miles. They don't get any money for it. They are banking their miles for when they are getting old. So I want you to consider, when you consider mobility in Sussex County, that there should be a supplemental mobility fund that is part of people getting the rights to build housing developments and everything like that. I think the developers have won a lot in Sussex County. They're developing all over the place. I have nothing against the developers, but that's who needs to be paying for some of the services that the people they're bringing in need. So I would like you to consider supplemental mobility funds.
Thank you very much, Nancy.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, take care. Anyone else? Mr. Conway?
Oh, come on, smile. I'm Joe Conway. I'm here as president of Conway Associates, a development company. Also here as chairman of the Sussex County Economic Development Action Committee, which is an economic development committee. And I'll start by apologizing. I had intended to stay at home. We have evacuees, or whatever you call them, from Florida with us. They're going back Friday, but we don't have to stay at home, but your broadcast was in two different languages, so it became a little bit of a problem. There was a feed. I don't know what was happening, but I could hear your consultants talking. I could hear Marty talking, but you weren't talking about the same thing. So something with your... If it had just been Vince, I would have understood it completely.
But, nothing wrong with your set.
Well, I apologize anyhow. A couple of items. Number one, I don't know that using the word that maybe we'll do it right is the proper way to describe what's happened in Sussex. I happen to think we've been doing it right. There have been some developments maybe that weren't right, but by and large, much better than Kent County. Certainly much better than Kent County, and certainly much better than Newcastle. I did hear one comment, and it was my good friend from Milford, about the only complaint she was getting was on the traffic. having been back and forth to Potomac, Maryland twice last week, getting stuck on 495 with the same people who have the quiet resort on the back of their cars in Rehoboth, and they have the audacity to complain about traffic in Sussex County. I mean, because you have to sit through maybe two changes of a light, that is the end of the world. Come on. We have a traffic concern. It's not your problem. You're the ones that face it every time. It's the state of Delaware, and we're certainly working at trying to get the state to recognize that they have not taken the proper care of the roads in this county. As I continue to say, I've asked even the present set of senators and representatives, could you tell me name a road that you built in Sussex for me? So I could get from point A to point B. There aren't any folks. One of them said, well, Route 113. I said, no, that's just to get people to Ocean City faster. Or if you're an upstate representative, to your place in Bethany or South Bethany. That's not for me to go from here to there. So since 1973, when I first entered government, the state has been very, very much for this to happen is wrong. But now I'm going to preach, and you've had a long enough day, and I'm going to, I do have some problems with your population numbers again, and it's those seasonal residents. I will bore you with a story. Back in 1981, when we got our first census reports, and back in those days, most federal programs were based on the number of people you had. They were extremely low. And I called the census after making a public issue of it, and they told me, well, go count them. Count them yourself if you don't believe us. Well, guess what? There was a way to do it, and that way was you go out and you count the houses and use their multiplier and you come up with it. And I took the opportunity to go to Coverdale's Crossroads for very obvious reasons. Poor communities are notoriously undercounted. For a lot of reasons. The counters went down the main street. Keller, you would know what I'm talking about, whatever that road is called now. 525 is the number. They would go down there, and they would not go off that road. Maybe they were afraid, maybe they were whatever, but they just didn't count. When I was done, I had 8,000 more people on that stretch of road. And guess what? They thought that the mobile homes in, as we called them then, on Long Neck Road, nobody lived there come September 1st, they went all back from whence they came. Well, I guess they found another 10,000 people there. The long and short of it is, I become a little bit skeptical when people who are supposedly experts in counting give you numbers that are always notoriously wrong. I made some calls about seasonal people. I know you've been wrestling with that. Just the three top rental agencies in Sussex County this summer rented to 135,000 people. They used the number 8 as a rental, and Mr. Hudson probably knows better because he's in that area, but they use that as the number, and they don't count children under 6. So if that's the case, and we look at the numbers, the seasonal residents in 2045 aren't even as high as they were in 2017.
But is that number total?
That's the total number of people who rented.
Yeah, but that's across a year, though. So that's
It's across the same. Your numbers. Your numbers aren't any different. They're not daily rentals.
Mr. Conaway, my leaving has nothing to do with your testimony.
Yeah, it does.
But my daughter's getting sworn in this afternoon.
Well,
congratulations, Bob. So.
Yeah.
She'll
it's
soon be
hard
sworn
to imagine
out,
considering the upbringing she had. You mean before?
So just my question would be, like, that's 135,000 people over, like,
who
say,
rented property.
Right, but that's
probably just 3 months.
No, but that's weekly rental. So if you have one property that's rented,
they didn't count them 8 times or 7 times.
That was just for a week?
The 135,000 was the seasonal rentals that they had.
The seasonal rentals?
Yes.
That was my question.
I'm trying to compare apples to apples.
Yeah, no, that's what I was wondering. Okay. Yeah.
And that was only the top three.
And they're figuring that 135,000 of individual rental units times 8 people per unit? Is that what you're saying?
Well, they count. No. They actually count the people that they...
Oh, they're in there. Yeah.
It sounded like their multiplier was 8.
They use that as
their multiplier is eight, which is much better than what you use, which is
3.3.
Seagulls, I think, was only the same as everything.
Yeah,
else
I'm questioning both Seagull and Consortium numbers.
The Consortium did different
multiples.
They had multiple multipliers depending on the housing type.
You pick the wrong multiplier, you end up with it. Again, I'm not saying that 135 is the final answer.
No, I was just trying to figure out the seasonal
is that
weekly.
It's a number that's going to defy us to come up with an answer other than the fact that it's always going to be higher than what you think it is. As I say, I only talked to 3 companies, or I got the information from the 3 top companies in the market. And I apologize, I don't know what you got into in conservation. It seems like you're still working on that, if I'm right. But I do want to caution you. When I was selling this county as the administrator, we referred to the 610,000 acres that we had in Sussex County. And that was the number that we constantly used. Well, using the numbers that were available to me, and let me see if I can find that sucker. I'm telling you, in just the state forest program, the state preservation programs, both of them, the land trust, which is a small program, there's almost 40% land already protected. 40%. And that's not getting into Delaware wetlands or anything of that nature. I apologize for that. It's not getting into the other, you know, preserved lands. And I would just caution you, because a lot of this conservation talks about additional preservation, that how much is enough? I mean, we're approaching, if not already, at 50% of the land mass of this county.
Well, that was
in
one
protection.
Of the, that was. Did you hear that part when we talked?
No,
about
no,
that?
No, no.
That was one of the things that we were talking about today. They said we would like the county to come up with a number. What is?
Yeah,
what
I,
are
I
we
think you can get
preserve?
There.
How much do we need to preserve?
I think you have to come up with it, because the next thing that I would comment on is you're working on a map. I thought the map that you had up was the new growth areas, which would be wonderful. But we're, if, putting on my economic development hat, if we are going to develop jobs for our people, and that means our kids, if we're going to do that, we got to have the opportunity to have land to put things on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it would appear to me that we are running out of land that is available, not for housing, but for development of the industrial sites that we need to make it possible for a kid from Sussex County, like my son, who now works in Miami, can make the kind of money he makes in Miami here in Sussex County. I'd like to see my youngest granddaughter marry at her point. I got one of my granddaughters back from Puerto Rico.
I was saying, did you get her back?
She's back. I'll not get my daughter back because she's making way too much money in North Carolina than she's possibly made here. It's going to be an emphasis of CDAC to try to do something about that. We'll get into other issues, but I just caution you that you cannot develop if there is nothing to develop on. I don't envy your job, but that is my concern. I mean, you have to, you know, you either have to, and I know this is a tough one, you either have to have increased density, and that deals primarily with housing. You need to go higher in the areas where that's what it's going to be. We look forward to your plan, if I heard right, November 2nd. Is that right, Janelle?
It is the tentative date.
For the hearing.
That's
for the
great.
Public hearing.
I mean, you'd be commended. I remember all the other land use plans that were done, and the amount of effort and work you've all put into it is just something that you don't expect people who get paid all the amount of money you get paid to do. So congratulations on that, but there are the points that I want to make, is that the numbers still are avoiding, I believe, where we need to be. And with that...
Can I just ask you a question? So you're saying that because I too have been concerned about this ratio or this multiplier on the seasonal, you're saying of the three large resort renter folks, realtors, that they polled basically out of 135,000 seasonal rentals, they said the average was approximately 8 people to the house.
That's the number they use as an average. And
so if we were to extrapolate that out and use the consortium, instead of the consortium's 3.2 or 5, whatever mm-hmm. that it was, and we changed it to 8, what does that do to our numbers?
Well, we're about 35% short.
You mean in the total?
The total is 35% less than
not,
what it could
not just
be.
Seasonal, but the...
Seasonal. I think Siegel's numbers are better than the consortium's number for full-time. What I've noticed, I don't sell real estate anymore, but what I noticed that people build houses for retirement. You look at Heritage Shores, that's a 55 restricted community. There's 2,000 homes there, and they're adjusting it upwards. Those people are coming, and they're just...
Adjusting the price or the number of houses?
The number of houses has gone up, and they're stuck. Again, I have nothing to do with that now because I don't even live in Bridgeville, but the original market in Heritage was some 1,100 single family and 900 duplexes, actually some four-unit homes. They found, as most people do, that you can't sell them as easily as you can a single family, so they're moving away from that. They also found that when one member of the household who comes in, and I'm old, I'll be 80 in December, but when they come in, somebody's going to die. But the people have now found a new place to live, and the lady or the man do not want to leave there, but they don't want that house anymore. So they're going to some condominium-type units, and that's why the Sugar Beet thing was built, to give them a kind of a town center approach to the thing. So the older folks are coming because our taxes are just so low. I was part of that when we started, but they're going to continue to come, and there's another number. I know Nancy knew her from her education days, but and I know developers are willing to do a lot of things to help out. But when you start talking about paying fees for transportation, when there's already an extensive state-paid for public operations available that really needs attention so that it's more accurate as to where the numbers are, I think we need to start looking at things. The public cannot afford to continue to pay for everything because, you know, and Doug will tell you, if I have to pay for something in my business, guess who's going to really pay for it? It's going to be part of the price. That's what happens. But again, thank you. Those issues, the numbers are still confusing. The growth zones need to be expanded. I think you have ample opportunity to do that. And with that, I'll shut up and get out of your hair.
A statement and a question. I agree with you on the roads. And hopefully in the plan, one of the things we're going to do, because there's been plans for roads, and what happens is, you know, the people that would benefit from them but would also be burdened by the road going by their property don't want them, and they call up the state legislatures and everything else, and that's why the stuff doesn't get built. We need to help the county, and to the extent it helps DLDOT, by strengthening that in the plan so we can say, all right, complainers, we said it in the plan that we need some additional roadways.
Route 26.
Yeah, or even new roads, like crossroads things.
North, south, east, west.
Route 26 in the late 70s.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Could have been dualized by buying 7 properties.
Yeah.
The folks along that road said, we'll never need it.
Yeah. There's all kinds of examples.
Never needed.
The second thing is, because I know we're running out of time, I totally agree, and I saw Keller nod his head on the economic development, that we're losing our young people to other counties. I feel like, you know, we're doing well in the economy with housing, like we talked about, and we're doing well in the economy with agriculture and tourism, but we haven't done a real great job of looking past that. This is going to be a hugely open-ended question, but some of these other places that you've seen, do you have any examples, the CDAC, of what we can do better in Sussex County? You know, because I go up like around York, Pennsylvania, and there's huge amounts of economic development going on there, and that's no better than Sussex County. You know, what are they doing differently that's bringing in the big distribution centers or the offices and the, you know, the commercial centers and corporate centers? You know, I just feel like that, because we have all of the reasons somebody would want to live here with the coast and the everything that's great, but we just haven't done a good job of attracting those type of businesses.
I don't have, you're right, it's a very open question.
Yeah, I mean,
it bothers me that York, we go through Lancaster on our way to Hershey, and it just blows my mind that Lancaster, Pennsylvania is a hub of growth.
Yeah.
That's why I'm president this year. I've been a charter member of CDEX since it was formed back in 2008. And I said, boy, you just sit here and just run your mouth. It's time to step up. And that's, I've begun some columns that maybe get people to think. One of the things that we talked about in the last one, which is really kind of hit home, is that one, we do not have affordable housing. I mean, I think I brought the first affordable rental housing to this board, and they voted it in. But if those who were here can remember the absolute fight to get done. And all you've heard, and I've seen the comments, which, by the way, are easy to see, but those comments are all, let's have affordable housing, but not in my backyard. And affordable housing is 250,000. We had one in Bridgeville, the only ordinance other than I think the county, and a builder wanted to annex 100 acres, build some homes, 229. We looked at his plan and I said, you've got plenty of room for the 10% affordable housing. I went in there and said, we're not going to build any affordable housing. This is what we're building. This is the price. And Keller knows how I can be.
Mr. Conway, something you can do.
You ain't annexing to Bridgeville.
Something you might be able to do for us is, you know, if you can find some seasonal numbers that could be substantiated, attributed to a reliable source, you know, we're open on that. I mean, we're still in draft mode. Mm-hmm. We haven't finalized anything. We, too, are interested in getting a better number. I know the Population Consortium has not dropped the subject. They're, too, are working towards trying to find a better number. But the more information we have, the better, because it's troubling. I mean, these people do cause traffic jams. They do flush. They do have a place to live. We need a better count of them. So thank you so much.
I agree with you. But there's no answer yet for economic development, yeah. But there will be.
It just seems like we've been short-sighted in that.
Yes, we have.
We've relied on what's worked or expanded on what's here without looking at new opportunities.
We've been more than willing to accept.
Well, I met with Chesapeake Natural Gas last week just on my own. And, you know, they have businesses that want to locate Kent and Sussex County, and they need shovel-ready sites. They need sites that are flat. They need sites that have access to natural gas.
You don't have any HR zoning in the county left.
You know, and so,
or even we were talking,
you know,
about industrial, so that there's places.
I mean, HR.
Oh, HI.
And I don't think that's new. I mean, we recognize that. We've been working towards that. We're adding sites on our comp plan, but it takes a little bit of time. So, I mean, anything CDAC can bring to the table to help us do that is welcome.
We're trying. It's going to be a different game. Okay. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks, Joe.
Anyone else want to speak? Yes, sir.
Wait till next week.
We're at 1:31, but we're always patient here. We don't cut anybody off. Okay. Well, anything else for the good of the commission?
The funny thing, real quick, when he said housing, made me think. I was at a meeting last week with officials from BB Hospital, and they have been losing doctors because they can't get them to come here because the doctors are coming out of school so heavily in debt, and they can't afford to buy a house down here.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
Where the hell can they
afford a doctor? Oh, man. Yeah. So,
where can they afford to buy a house? If they can't buy one here, they're in
trouble. Well, I think probably the salaries,
They're looking at a $400,000 house on top of, you know, $500,000 in debt that they already are. So.
Right, gotcha.
Versus being a doctor in the city, which you get paid more, it's the economies of it.
So net, you're saying farming was ahead of the doctor. Man, I'm feeling better about myself. Nothing else for the good of the commission? We stand adjourned.